phone over there.
Yeah. Would they call that area neighborhood?
No, I don't think we don't call it this. We get four phones. Have them off on the side and wash it off before we go. Space them over there. What's it called? Bristles are back of the neck. I mean, down the back. And around the feet, the hair so stiff you have to do a lot of scraping of that sometimes. Set that hair with the water too hot so you have to set it. And you have to really almost shave it, or else just skin it. But he, that guy was so good, he hardly ever happened to him, but it happened to me one time. I fixed one, I was big for one, but Dad didn't send him on time and I killed the hog. Went good myself. Not much. I set the hair on that rascal. If I'd have had a set to raise it, I'd have shaved it. But I managed to get enough of it off the way. See, in those days, the kids like the skin on a piece of bacon. Ham, they'd eat that ham skin. They'd have to take the ham, chew it, just like the word chewing gum. They like that stuff. So I had the one I had to shave. They couldn't do that with
it. You mentioned the bristles. What they call long teeth on the hog?
Tush. Tush, T-U-S-H-I-T. I don't know if that's the way they pronounce it. It's tusk is what it is. Like a tusk on an elephant, I guess.
Hog that's grown up wild, any special name for you?
I don't know. They call it wild boar. Hey, that's quite it. They hunt them down here. They got a hunting range down here about 7 or 8, 10,000 acres. And they don't allow any hogs in there. But they get in there and they breed in there, so you can shoot them just like you can deer. There's no limit on how many of them you can kill. But the deer down there, you have to shoot 50 bucks. I've hunted down there quite a bit. They take out the hog dogs and hunt them up. See, a hog dog won't run anything but a hog. Normally, if you take him out in the woods to hunt the hogs, when they had no fence laws, every farmer had a hog dog. He'd mark his hogs, turn them loose, and then when he'd go to harvest, he'd take his hog dogs out there. And they'd have a hog hunt. He'd take that dog out there and set that at Suey, he wouldn't hunt anything but a hog. We'd take the same dog out that night and hunt coons. He'd tree a coon or a possum, sit down in that bed like he had found some hogs. He'd run up on a hog at night, he wouldn't bear a hog at night for anything. He'd bear him all day long. He'd take him out there and if he run across a coon, he didn't pay any attention. He'd hunt none. Those dogs are very valuable. I know one man traded a cow for one. We had one, we used to use one of them out there. I spent one summer on a farm between here and Fort Meade. Mines were shut down and all I made out of that was living and I enjoyed going out. They had a fish pond. Of course the dove season wasn't on normal, but in those days we didn't pay much attention to the season. Anything we wanted to, whenever we wanted to, and I had a 22 rifle. We'd go out there and we'd help him with his farm work. We'd cut posts and build fences and coon hunted at night. He had a brother-in-law that was my age in school. He and I would go out and hunt coons at night. We'd go over and buy his daddy lived close by in another farm. We'd go down and get that old dog, hog dog.